Welcome back to CJNU Presents, Stan Rogers. Have a look in your pocket for some change. Got a dime in there? You know what the ship on the back is, right? No, it's not the Nonsuch. It's the Blue Nose, Canada's most famous ship. It was not only built to be a racer, but also a working cod boat. Why the need for speed? Well, if you were the first one back into port with the catch, you got the best price for the fish. Launched in 1921, the Blue Nose, built in Lunenburg, Nova Scotia, and captained by Angus Walters, was, for over a decade, the queen of the North Atlantic, and the winner of several fishermen's cups, being the fastest working fishing boat in the world. I hope you didn't forget this piece of Canadian maritime history, because neither did Stan. Here's Blue Nose.
Once again with the tide, she slips her lines, turns her head and comes away. Where she lay so still there at Privateer's Wharf, now she quickly gathers way. She will range far south from the harbor mouth and rejoice with every wave. Who will know the Blue Nose in the sun? Feel her bow rise free of Mother Sea in a sunburst cloud of spray that stings the cheek while the rigging will speak of sea miles gone away. She is always best under full press, hard over as she lay. And who will know the Blue Nose in the sun? In the sun. The proud fast queen of the Grand Banks fleet, portrayed on every dime. New hard work in her time, hard work in every mine. The rich men's toys are the Gloucester boys, with their token bit of cod. They snap their spars and strain to pass her by, but she left them all behind. Now her namesake daughter remains to show what she has been, what every schoolboy remembers and will not come again. To think she's the last of the Grand Bank schooners that fed so many men. But who will know the Blue Nose in the sun? In the sun. Does she not take wing like a living thing, child of the moving tide? See her pass with grace on the water's face, with clean and quiet pride. Our own tall ship of great renown still lifts unto the sky. And who will know the Blue Nose in the sun? The Blue Nose in the sun. Who will know the Blue Nose in the sun? Know the Blue Nose in the sun. Know the Blue Nose in the sun.
Stan Rogers only managed to release 6 studio albums in his career, spanning from 1977's Fogarty's Cove to 1984's From Fresh Water, released posthumously. Stan was a victim of the horrific Air Canada Flight 797 disaster of 1983. The plane caught fire midair, and although it managed to make a successful landing in Cincinnati, it burst into flames on the tarmac, killing 23 passengers before they managed to evacuate. Stan was one of the victims, returning home after performing at the Caraville Folk Festival. A longtime member of Stan Rogers' band, however, was his younger brother, Garrett Rogers, who still continues to perform to this day. I hope you enjoyed Stan's music as much as I have over the years. It's been a long time since I first encountered Stan way back in 1987 to today, but I'd encourage you to seek out both Stan and Garrett's music. You won't be disappointed. We'll round out the show with a song of Stan's that epitomizes that great Canadian stick-to-itiveness attitude and desire to overcome adversity. A great message for these times and for all time. Here's the Mary Ellen Carter.
She went down last October in a pouring, driving rain. The skipper, he'd been drinking, and the mate, he felt no pain. Too close to Three Mile Rock, and she was dealt her mortal blow. And the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We'd worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. And the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Well, the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, that met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring now we've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. Three dives a day in a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or I'd never have the strength to go below. But we patched her rents, stopped her men's dog hatch and porthole down. Put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up the strain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. Oh, those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Leave her there, you see, to crumble into scale. She'd saved our lives so many times, living through the gale. And the laughing drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.